Welcome to HCS Talks. I'm your host, Superintendent of Hampton City Schools, Raymond Haynes. This is the second season of HCS Talks, the Hampton City Schools podcast. If it matters to our students, families, teachers, or community, we are here to discuss it. Our goal is to inform, educate, and even entertain you. Many of our discussions offer valuable insight for everyone, no matter who you are. So we hope you will tune in and continue listening to HCS Talks. Today, I have the privilege of sitting down with Caleb Tillery and Marcus Hobson, who are two seniors at Phoebus High School, where their purpose is greatness every day in every way. Before I have you introduce yourselves to the listening audience, I thought it only appropriate to share with everyone that you two are part of the 2024-2025 Phoebus High School football team. And that is special because the team just recently won its fourth consecutive state championship. This state crown is not only the Phantoms' fourth consecutive championship win, it is their second back-to-back season with a 15-0 record and their 11th state title in the last 23 years. And this year's seniors, to include Caleb and Marcus, played 49 games without a loss. So, gentlemen, thank you again for joining me today. Let's begin with you introducing yourselves to the listening audience. Tell them a little bit about yourselves and which academy are you a part of here at Phoebus High School.
I'm Caleb Tillery. I'm a senior here at Phoebus High School. I play middle linebacker and been a captain since my sophomore year. A little thing about myself, I'm a real hyper guy, you know, a team guy. And for my brothers, and I'm just real about my business and about the goal and the main objective.
All right. My name is Marcus Hobson, class of 25, committed to Howard University. Little things about me, I like to have fun, play football, work out, and just enjoy life.
Outstanding. So, fellas, can you share what it felt like to win your fourth straight state championship, and how does it compare to the first?
It feel real good, you know, but at the same time, it don't feel real. Because, like we just did it, like, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, like, consecutive years. So it's, like, at the same time, it don't feel real, but at the same time, it's a good feeling to know that all the work you put in, that you achieve a goal that you and your brother set out to do. And, like it's just, I don't know, like, it's just a real, like, good experience, like, to feel. And, like, compared to the first one, it was just like the first time we won it, it was like we had a whole bunch of doubt, you know, adversity to face in our community, outside our community. And we just set out a goal to prove people wrong. And that's what we did for that first state championship we won. So compared to the first one and to the recent one we just won, I say the first one was the best one because we proved people wrong and achieved our goals that we set out to do that year.
About you, Marcus?
I feel like it's just a blessing. My brother right here said everything off my head right now, but I feel like it's a blessing. We grind for it. We work for it. We took it one day at a time. It was just the thing we love. It's a family, so we worked really hard for it.
That bond is just unbreakable, and oftentimes it's sort of kind of hard to put into words to accomplish something so phenomenal and actually really living out what it means to show greatness every day in every way. Let me back up a little bit. Caleb, what academy are you a part of?
I'm part of DVP.
Digital Video Production.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you looking to pursue, and I know after high school you're going to go on and play ball at collegiate level, but are you looking to pursue a career in video production as well, or what are your thoughts?
Yes, sir. That's something I see myself doing, like as like a side job or like a fallback plan if my main objective, football, don't go as planned as I want it to go. So I can see myself doing DVP.
Well, we're going to claim, Caleb, that you're going to have a football career beyond Phoebus High School. So once you finish your football career, you still will be relatively young. Then you go on into the digital video production world or even do it during the off season. How does that sound?
Yes, sir.
How about you, Marcus?
It'd be going in my head sometimes, but in my head right now, I'm thinking about doing health medicine or athletic health at Howard University. Most definitely just because they have a great health program, and I like chemistry and math, so I'm pretty good with those couple things. So I feel like it'd be great to know about my body and say if I do get hurt, playing I don't, it's good to know what can I do to help it or fix it while I'm doing up there having fun and getting my education at Howard University.
You are right on point with that, Marcus. They have an excellent medical program. They actually have a hospital there as well.
Yes, sir.
So what academy are you a part of now?
As of right now, I'm part of DVP, a video production.
Okay. But you're looking to pursue, aside from football, a career in health medicine.
Yes, sir.
So going undefeated throughout your high school career is an incredible accomplishment, to say the least. What kept you motivated year after year?
I would like to say my coaches and I like the teammate and our bond. It's just we all had each other back through thick and thin. We went through a lot. Everybody, we was going through a lot of adversity and stuff behind the scenes outside of school. Everybody go through a lot of things, but we just knew that when it come down to coming back to the team, we could push things to a side and step for each other. So, yeah, I feel like that was a great part of our accomplishment.
Great points. How about you, Caleb?
I say one thing that kept us motivated was the goals that we set out and our coaches put in front of us. You know, not being complacent, not being big-headed. You know, putting your ego to the side and being big team, little me, as the thing we say. And like what Marcus said, coming together as a team, putting whatever we got going on in our lives to the side and being there for the team and giving all 100% effort every day, every week.
Y'all are giving some phenomenal responses. And I know we have Coach Blunt, who continues to be a strong leader and mentor and role model for you all. He and I are both graduates of Phoebus High School. I'm a little bit older than him, not too much, so did not get a chance to play football. I did play a little basketball. Was not as good as either one of you, so I don't even want to get into that. But we certainly recognize what Coach Blunt has brought to the program, even beyond football, and preparing young men for life after high school and looking at opportunities that you have. And I know he continues to hold those relationships with you young men, even after you leave Phoebus, and continue to stay connected and continue to serve as a source of guidance and support for you. So can't say enough about his great leadership and him being a great role model for you all as well. But how do you think your leadership roles on the team contributed to the team's success?
I say my leadership role contribute to the team and the success. I was captain my sophomore year.
You were the captain your sophomore year?
I was one of the
captains.
One
of the captains,
yeah, yes. One of the captains. But me being a young guy in that position and carrying that burden, it was just me maturing fast, licking myself in the mirror, checking the man in the mirror before I even think about checking anybody else, making sure I'm on my P's and Q's, you know, doing the right thing. So when I corrected somebody, it wouldn't be no back talk or no argument. Me trying to correct somebody because I already got my stuff handled. I'm showing people the right way, how to handle their business. So just me being granted the captain role as a young age, I just embraced it. Yeah, it wasn't always easy, you know, being a captain as a young age, because you had also your peers looking at you as your friend, you know, then you had some people actually looking at you as captain. So
you had upperclassmen wondering why sophomore was one of the captains. And,
yeah.
But, you know, you made a good point, to Caleb, because you talked about making certain you checked yourself first, the man in the mirror, and if they saw your work ethic and what you were doing to put in day in and day out, then most of the time they're going to respond to that because they see you working just as hard. So you're not asking your teammates to do anything that you wouldn't do yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
How about you, Marcus?
First off, I would like to say this is a humble guy right here. Like, from the jump, he's a humble guy. He had to grow up faster than all of us. We've been together for, like, it's been pushing 10 years now. This guy right here, he's a humble guy. Like, we call him Cap he earned his name.
Yes,
because we call him Cap for a reason. I feel like my role in the captain and as a leadership was to step behind this guy. Tell you, if he didn't need help, I had to come in and help him out just to take a little pressure off him. So I feel like being a captain was just a little help. I feel like this guy right here, he's a humble guy, but this guy right here had it all. He will say it and we will listen. He's one of the youngest guys on the field, and we will listen to him just because we know that he knows that what's going on and how stuff is supposed to be ran around here. So I would like to give my props to that guy right here.
All right. But it shows, Marcus, that you have a great sense of humility about yourself as well.
Yes, sir.
You also in a leadership role throughout your time here at Phoebus High School, and I'm sure the young men responded to you just as much.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Kudos to you. And you don't want to sell yourself short, but I also recognize the humility in your responses as well. So, Caleb and Marcus, who were the key people behind your team's success? Coaches, teachers, or even family members?
I feel like it was just our whole community, because one thing about Phoebus High School, everybody don't love us. Like it's one strong community, one strong school, one strong like everybody just takes a part in our winning. So
yes,
like, I like to thank everybody.
All right.
My shout outs is our parents, you know, our administration, Mr. Coakley. And then last but not least, our Coach Blunt and our coaching staff, you know, helping us prepare every week, day in and day out, you know, going over the game plan with us, you know, prepping for the team we had on, the team we was going against that week. So, like Marcus said, it takes a village.
It definitely does.
You know? So, I like to thank everybody that everybody played a good role and for our team success to be the players and people we are in the community today.
I believe that the two of you are destined to go on to do even greater things. And you recognize, coming from Phoebus, the challenges that exist. And you mentioned, Marcus, making certain that you acknowledge the entire community. A lot of naysayers, and there have been naysayers even back when I was here about folks coming out of Phoebus and what they could or could not do. But, you know, yeah, Coach Blunt here was part of the first championship team as a student. And now has gone on to break some records and do some great things as a coach here as well as a teacher. And your superintendent is a graduate of Phoebus High School as well. So I think Phoebus continues to produce some outstanding citizens, and they go on to do great things to impact the community too. So can you share a favorite or funny memory from this season or any previous seasons? He'll be laughing already.
You go first, bro.
We gotta, like, I could go on and on and on about how many funny moments we didn't have.
Whole movie.
I'd say one like funny moment that sticks out the most, and like the whole team was involved, is us messing with Coach Blunt, the coaches about their NFL teams that they like, especially after like a week they done lost. We in the weight room trolling, joking them about their NFL
teams. So who's Coach Blunt's
like that
team?
He like the 49ers, you know. He a 49er for life, man. That's his team.
Is unfortunate.
That's his team right there. But you know, I say that's one like funny moment that's gonna stick out the most. Like just the whole team involved. Just
so
us.
You had all year to get on him about the 49. Did they win any
4 years?
They're a solid NFL team. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. They're a solid NFL team.
Who was your team, Caleb?
I can't talk too much. You know, my team the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, I can't do too much trolling and laughing because I was also getting joked on, laughed on because my team, you know. So, yeah, I'd say that's one of the funniest moments or memories we got as a team together.
How about you, Marcus? First, tell me who your favorite team, NFL team, is.
I said, we was talking about this earlier. I don't have an NFL team.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like me growing up, I was one of them kids that I wanted to play in the NFL so bad, I didn't want to have a team. So, like, my options was always open.
Right.
So I
probably root for individual players.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I had Cam Newton was my favorite player. So, okay. Yeah. When he retired, it was like, why would I keep watching? But one of the funniest memories I'm going to say is we had lineman 7-on-7. Oh, what I'm telling you, that was the funniest time of the day. Like, it was, we do it almost, like, we probably did 2 years in a row. First year, me and my guys, we won. This year, it was just, like, they game planned for us. So, like, it was a fun time. It was, like, the skills and the smaller guys got to be the coaches. The bigger guys that don't get the ball that much, we got to play quarterback, receiver, and running back and stuff like that. So, it was pretty fun. I'm going to say, yeah, the lineman 7-on-7 for sure.
You all do that every year, or was it?
I think we started it last year. It was just like something so we can just take time off and just have like a brother time and just have fun.
Bonding moments. So how has being part of such a successful team shaped your experience as students at Phoebus?
It helped us, you know, because we was held to a higher standard than most students here, because one, that we're football players, two, you know, we got to show the people in the school, you know, the right way, how to do it. Because some students in this school building look up to us as role models and leaders. So one was, you know, like I said before, making sure we corrected ourselves and making sure we're doing the right thing. So Mr. Coakley and the other administrators can use us as an example for the other students that might not be doing things the right way, might not be going to class or staying on top of their grades. So we always was held to a different standard because us being football players and what we brought to the school, you know, so it was just all about us being good role models and showing everybody the right way, that not only because we're football players that we have to do it the right way, but just being a good person and a good student and wanting to do the right thing. So I say that. Yeah, it was just all about being a good role model in the school and out in our community.
Did Coach Blunt or Mr. Coakley choose these two young men to? They actually chose exceptionally well. So, yeah, give them kudos for that. Is music to my ears, Caleb. But go ahead, Marcus. I'm sorry.
Oh, I would like to say it taught us how to be a part of a family. Not a lot of people, like, around this area, definitely at Phoebus High School, have, like, people to step behind them and being a part of a family. So just being a part of a family in a community that loves you and care about you a lot, it teaches you a lot. So it teaches you how to become a man or a woman or anything you want to be. It teaches you a lot how to be able to show people and show people that anything is possible, like, to just be a person that you are, and how this stuff goes is just anything is possible.
So being a part of a team is like the family and a sense of belonging.
It's like a family. Can't just treat it like another job. You got to love it. If you love your job, you're going to have fun. So it's just like you just got to be a part of a family.
Absolutely. Just going back to both of you have commented about being a role model time and time again, and that just speaks volumes to the leadership once again with Coach Blunt, and you mentioned the administration with Mr. Coakley and the other as executive principal and the academy principals as well. But I am a firm believer that whether folks realize it or not, everyone is a role model. Whether you believe it or not, everyone's actions and deeds become models for others. But I see you all take that very seriously, talking about your peers and underclassmen looking up to you and making certain that you look at this beyond the scope and sequence of just football, but just being a good person as a whole. So speaks volumes to you all representing Phoebus High School, and we often talk about being the portrait of a Hampton graduate, and you all are the model for that too. So we certainly thank you for that as well. So Caleb and Marcus, what does it mean to you to represent Phoebus High School and the community at such a high level?
It means a lot that I can come to my community and play the game I love in front of the people I love. It means a lot. Like, just to get the love back from the community from since freshman year when nobody thought we could do it to senior year that everybody think who gonna stop these guys. So it's like it feels great. It feels amazing. It's just something you just think on the top of your head like, dang, I wish I can go back.
Yes, yes.
But like, yeah, you just gotta keep taking that step forward in life and just keep moving. But yeah, overall, it just felt amazing. It felt amazing.
And you're gonna go and make your tremendous impact at Howard University, where the Bisons are.
Oh, Bison.
Caleb, how about you?
Like what Marcus said, like that's a real amazing feeling, like to see like the little kids in our community, like the other youth players or the other eighth graders that's gonna be in high school next year, like looking up to us as like we college and NFL players, like just having that big smile with their big eyes, just looking at us, yeah, pictures, you know, asking us questions, you know, so it's a real, real, real good feeling knowing that we got people. We're doing something right. You know, we got people looking at us as like I said again, and I keep saying role models, you know. So it's like that's just a good feeling knowing we got the little kids looking up to us. Because before we was the guys who we are, we was them same little kids that looking up to the high school players. So it was like us remembering that feeling, like that time when we was little kids, just giving them our time of day, you know, answering their questions, taking pictures with them, you know, interacting with them. So like what Marky said, it's just a real, real amazing feeling.
I got to ask you, I know we keep, and I can't say enough about the role model, and I thank you for continuing to state that too, Caleb. But do either of you have siblings?
Oh, yes, I do.
Older or younger?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest?
Yes, I am.
The baby of the bunch.
Yeah.
How about you, Caleb?
It's four of us, but I have three little brothers, and I'm the oldest out of all.
Yeah, three little brothers?
Three little brothers, yes, sir.
How old are they?
One is 16, the other one is 15, and the baby one, he's 14.
Are they interested in football or?
It runs in the family, you know. The second youngest and the third youngest, they playing sports, and then the baby, he running track.
Okay, all right. So they continue to look up to you from that aspect as well. So what lessons from football do you think will carry over into other aspects of your life?
Lessons from football then taught me to one, to always be humble. You know. Never take nothing for granted. Always, you know, handle your business, execute at a high level in anything you do, not just sports. You know, and the number one thing I say is fighting through adversity. Like when things don't go as like you want them to go or how it was aligned, just have that moment, just sit back, relax, take that deep breath and just come back to reality and handle your business. So I say those four things I just listed that helped me in other aspects in life and for me to be a better person in our community.
Like my brother right here said, he said a lot. So I can't even think about anything I can say right now. He said he labeled them all. But football has taught me a lot. It taught me how to become a man, just becoming a person that can fight through adversity, like he said, and to be around certain and different people, to learn how to interact with other players, other coaches, how to be coachable, how to take somebody teaching you something as not an insult, but as a, you know what I'm saying, as a better, like, it could help you out. So, yeah, it just learning a lot. It just been growing up here. It just felt like I've been here forever. So, yeah, it just learning a lot for real.
Yeah, so staying humble, taking nothing for granted, fighting through adversity. It all speaks to that whole aspect of communication, collaboration, and leadership. And, again, you know, I keep slipping this in here. You all don't realize it, but you continue to model what it means to be the portrait of a Hampton graduate based on what you're sharing from the football aspect and just in life in general and as young men and students at Hampton City Schools as well. So I know I've talked to you, I think, before we started the podcast, but for the listening audience, how has football prepared you for the next step?
Football prepared me for the next level to be a man and to be able to fight through adversity, just to learn how to adapt to other people. It taught me a lot, just how to adapt.
Caleb?
It just prepared me not only to be a better football player, but like a better person. You know, reading the atmosphere, the environment, knowing how to communicate to certain people. And overall, like, football really taught me, like, to really be humble and really be thankful and, yeah, be patient about, like, your blessings or things that you want. So I say, like, that really taught me, like, that I say that's just going to be something that I take, like, on into college and, like, my next step into life is really being patient and humble and not just wanting things to be in a rush and want it to come at all one time.
The doors of opportunity are plentiful for you. So what advice would you give to younger students who want to be student athletes?
I give the advice to younger students with, if you want something, go get it. And if you don't listen to the outside noise, for sure. Don't listen to the outside noise. Stay in your group. The team you got, that's just your family. And just rock with them boys for the rest of your days.
Yes, sir. Caleb?
Like what Marcus said, like, not caring about what anybody else got to say. Like, you know, just letting the people talk and just you and your boys proving them wrong. But I say, like, advice I give to them is to, you know, come in here with a good attitude, not come in here just thinking, like, high school, like a big playground, because it's different from, you know, obviously elementary school and middle school. So not coming here thinking it's a big playground, coming in here, handling your business, Be respectful, you know, not being a follower, you know, handling your business, and focus on what you want to do, and for these 4 years, so the next 4 years you'll be already set and knowing what you want to do in life. So I say it's just more so just about coming in, handling your business, being respectful, and
having as much preparation on the front end in your 4 years,
yes,
it more than prepares you for life after high school.
Take school real serious.
Yes, sir.
Your first 2 years is probably your most hardest years.
You set the standard in terms of routines and procedures and yes, what sir. Needs to take place. Great advice indeed. So, Caleb and Marcus, as we wrap up, I want to know that if your team had a theme song for these 4 years, what would that song be?
You know what I'm about to say.
Me, I think.
We played it 4 years in a row. Dreams and nightmares.
Nah. I say this one song. It's by this rapper, Honcho, highly performing. I say that
Honcho.
Song, Honcho, highly performing.
Highly performing. Marcus?
Dreams and nightmares.
Who was that by?
Meek Mill. Played every pet rally the last 4 years. Every pet rally we played Dreams and Nightmares. Love that song. Oh, yeah, I love that song.
That is great. That's a song that you probably will listen to throughout your life as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, y'all don't know nothing about this.
Is there anything else before we wrap up that you'd like to share with the listening audience?
I'd like to thank everybody from the last 4 years just supporting me and my guys. We came from a lot. So, like, it was where we came from, we didn't get this much love. So, we all, like, we just want to thank everybody. I know a lot of my guys not here, can't say a lot, but I just want to thank y'all for supporting us and through all the stuff we've been through, for real.
Thank you, Marcus. Caleb?
What Marcus said, like, I'm just real, real grateful to be a part of, like, not only a great and loving community, but a great program, school program, environment, and to the younger people out there that's out there, never let nobody tell you you can't do it. Anything you put your mind to, you can do it.
You gotta go get it. You gotta go get it.
I say that.
Well, I don't know if you all can see, but Mr. Coakley and Coach Blunt are sitting here like two proud fathers. and it shows day in and day out the effort and energy that goes into working with young men who are going to go on and do some great things, and the fruits of our labor. It's pretty evident. We're looking forward to the great things that you're going to accomplish well beyond your years at Phoebus High School. Just make certain you come back to the community that helped to grow and raise you, and continue to spread the good word and make a positive impact, not just in this community, but throughout the world as well. But thank you again, Caleb and Marcus, for sitting down with me today. I have thoroughly enjoyed our time together and wish you much success.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The remainder of your senior year and life after Phoebus High School. I look forward to seeing you cross the stage at graduation in June. I'll be there as well.
Yes, sir.
And to our listeners, remember, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. As one community, one transformation, we will ensure academic excellence for every child, every day, whatever it takes. We will catch you next week.
Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools. New episodes of HCS Talks drop on Thursdays. Subscribe and listen to HCS Talks. HCS Talks is a Hampton City Schools production.